Cassie McCullough with Focus on ABC Radio Sydney.
Oh, well, what an inspirational couple of people we just met. I'm really, really amazed by that kind of approach they have to that really important and difficult work. Good on them. Well, we're actually going to meet two people who are probably doing exactly the same kind of work with the great, incredible value that we just saw then. Megan Swan is the co-author of a book called Stepping On. Now, it is about an issue that you would be surprised by how important it is and also how much it can instill fear in people, particularly the elderly, and that is about fear of falling. Lovely to meet you, Megan.
Lovely to meet you, Cassie.
Yep. Okay. And also with us is Lindy Clemson, who's a professor in ageing and occupational therapy at the University of Sydney, works in this field all the time. Lovely to have you too.
Thank you, Cassie. Nice to be here.
Now, this book, Stepping On, this is like a kind of Bible for people who work in occupational therapy. It talks through how to reduce the risks of falling. Just remind us of how detrimental a fall can be for an elderly person.
Yeah, so having a fall can change your life, basically. So for many people, you can have a fall, you can go on with your life and you're okay. But for many people, it can cause injury or even, as you say, fear of falling. So it stops people going out and doing things, and that leads to reducing your balance, your strength, and being at risk of more falls. So you can have a hip fracture. Often people think about a hip fracture, but it's really the everyday things that stops people from doing things. It's really quite devastating.
It's the hidden epidemic is the loss of confidence, and so people start not doing things they enjoy doing. So they start not going out to the beach anymore, not going to the shopping centres, not going meeting their friends on a windy day, going up and down escalators. So then they start isolating themselves and becoming socially isolated. Uh-huh. And there's, that's linked with depression. And then they start getting weaker, and that weakness causes them to have another fall.
So, there's the falling itself and then the paralysing fear that can come with it and the social isolation. Mm. Okay. Now, we saw a little bit of a taste of this in that program that was recently on the ABC with the old people's home for four-year-olds. And yeah. I think you had a part of this. Let's listen to a moment from that where this comes up.
You be careful. Hope he doesn't fall.
Excuse
Don't trip over the spade.
No.
Well done.
If I fall, I'm in trouble.
And I can't save you.
No worry.
There's no way in the world I could make that down those steps.
Got it.
Oh. Oh, Eric made it. Give Eric a clap.
It was a wonderful series with some really great moments in it. Yeah. But you can hear, how the people know this is so important that they don't fall.
Well, that self-loathing and the fear of falling, and they really had isolated themselves so much that they couldn't. They were staying in their rooms for so long because they're worried about falling, and then their life quality of life gets diminished. Mm-hmm. And as they were saying, it's not much fun.
Now, this Stepping On, this book, I understand it's in its third edition because it's just so valuable to people who work in this area. What's in it?
So we're just about to release our third edition of this book. And what we did was we ran a program and we did a randomised trial of it and published the results back in 2004, and it was effective in reducing falls by 31%. But it because it was group-based, it has all these other really powerful kinds of things that happen in that people can change things in their everyday life. So it's had a really positive feel for people running the program. Megan's been running the program now in New South Wales for
20 years.
20
I've been
years.
Running it now. So, so I think I've run 250 programs, and I've run them with all a different, helped with different languages. And now we're finding it's working really well in the mental health area, which is a link with your past people. Because especially with older people's mental health, we're finding that it really reduces social anxiety. It's very productive. It's very concrete. It's very empowering, and it reduces their risk of falling too.
Well, take us into the room. How does it? What do you do? What kind of activities and?
Well, it's a 7-week program that's very starting off with falls and balance exercises and talking to people about how important that is, balance particularly. And they older people say to me, oh, I just, as I'm getting older, I'm getting wrinkly and wobbly, wrinkly and wobbly. And the wobbly is the balance. And that's what they're worried about, that they'll get pushed over out in the streets. So we talk about strength and balance exercises. And then we lead on the next week, we talk about getting up from a fall, because a lot of people worry about if they fall, how they're going to get up. We also continue with the strength and balance exercises. We have guest speakers come each week, different guest speakers. So it's a multifactorial program. Mm-hmm. So we have the pharmacist comes and talks about medication.
Oh, what? Because medication might actually
Falls. Yes, very much so.
Of course.
Four or more medications. And we know some medications are making you a higher risk of falling.
Which like ones?
Sleeping tablets. And any change in blood pressure tablets. Some psychotropic tablets. So it's weighing up that risk for them.
And maybe even some of those and interactions with alcohol would be.
Well, interaction with alcohol, but that, yeah, that's a bit of a no-brainer. But it's the it's the other tablets.
But
they don't realise they're
don't
on.
Learn,
no,
do
no,
we?
No, 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 no. We still don't learn. No, there's other things like it's just vitamins and there's just the combinations of them together.
Oh, right.
So we're empowering the people to talk about medication.
Okay, so pharmacologist. Who else would come?
Vision expert, because as we get older, our eyes aren't so good. As it doesn't take long for us to be wearing glasses.
Right, so you might miss a coffee table or something. Yeah.
Also, they get conditions that happen as you get older, like macular degeneration, glaucoma, cataracts. So we just emphasise the importance of getting your eyes checked and cleaning your glasses and just to be aware because you don't – and bifocals too. If you're on bifocals, sometimes that can lead to falls.
Sometimes don't you just wish you could take someone's glasses off and clean them for them and put them back
on? Yes, I know. They're a bit grotty. They say, I'm going blind, and then you clean the glasses and they're fine.
I know. I think that's one of the important things about the program, and it's very practical based. So it's very much based on what the evidence is. You know, we're focusing on the things that we know are going to make a difference and the risk factors, but it's done in an environment that people have empower themselves really, and we get them to do homework. So it's not just coming in and listening. It's actually a self-empowering program, and they follow through. And the next week, Megan will talk to them about what they've done during the week and check up on how they're going. But it's about them sharing the stories with each other. And that's the powerful thing, I think, about the group process in terms of doing falls prevention. So it's one of a number of effective programs, but it's been really quite powerful.
Well, it's a social interaction. A lot of these people, because they've been isolating themselves, they've been staying in their in their home and not getting out and meeting their friends. So they're socially isolated. So to be with a bunch of other people the same age as them, the average, you know, people over 70 usually, who've all haven't got the same problem, it's so empowering. They all then don't feel alone and they start to laugh again. And some of these people, which you probably saw in old people's 4-year-olds at home, they weren't laughing.
No.
They weren't laughing at all. And it's that social interaction and laughing and that someone actually cares and listens to them and listens to their needs. It's a person-centred program, so it's what it's important to them. So we go through, you know, do you want to, is your goal for this program to get on and off a bus, to go and visit your daughter, to get back, you know, to go to the theatre again? So we talk about that. So that's quite empowering. We also have someone come in and talk about shoes, because shoes are a big issue. Like if you're wearing your stilettos, you're going to fall over. Yep. So talking about shoes, we also have an occupational therapist comes in. I am an occupational therapist, but you don't have to be an occupational therapist to run the program. A lot of good facilitators are physios. We've got community workers, we've got nurses, we've got social workers, we've got, but you really do have to have a love of the older, of working with older people and also very good at group work skills. But you bring experts in. You know?
Well, both of you do have obviously a love of this work. What is it that's so rewarding for you?
Yes, well, that's everyone asks me that after 20 years. Yeah, why am I still doing it? I think when I first met Lindy, I was already running groups, and it was interesting. It was 20 years ago. It was actually 1999.
Yeah,
I was first running groups, and I have also worked in falls health promotion, and I always felt it was more important to deal with the problem yourself and self manage rather than fixing it. So mm-hmm. I used to see people coming in and out of hospital having a fall and then just going in and out like a revolving door.
I see, yeah.
And I thought, I've just got, you know.
Something's got to change.
Something's got to change here. We've got to start working on what we can do to self-empower people. And I just see the changes in the people's faces mm. and that every group I've run, I see that. And the number of times that people have said, you've really... you've changed my life. Mm-hmm. I can't thank you enough. And I think that's enough to keep you going.
Gosh, yeah. That is just its own reward, isn't it?
Yeah.
And not in some sort of superhero way, these really, really sort of fundamental domestic.
Well, you can see it in that program. People's faces change. They start animating and then they start going out more and they start changing the way they look.
Yes.
And, you know.
I think a lot of people might have been shocked to see just that depth of depression that we saw in the old people's show, I'm calling it, the actual title of it.
Well, it started a real conversation.
Home for four-year-olds, yes.
The intergenerational, yeah.
Yeah. But that must be a really major issue in aged care and in working in the entire
community.
Sector.
Yeah, well, this depression. Is a community-based program, so we don't deal with people that work in age.
Generally,
in the community, definitely. And I think the messages that are out there about, you know, what do you expect, you're getting older, you know, this is what's going to happen, we're all going to fall. It's that negative, and so we've got to work on that, the positive, what you can do. There are things that happen to us as we get older, but there is lots we can do to manage that.
And working Lindy Clemson as a as a professor in ageing and occupational therapy, what reward do you kind of find in this work?
Well, I guess for me, as an occupational therapist, I'm very interested in what people do, that we keep maintaining meaningful activity, keep being connected with community. And I kind of started doing falls prevention not long before I met Megan. And it really was about one of the things that you do if you work in falls prevention is you're kind of fixing the things that you need to do to get on with your life, you know, improving your balance, keeping safer, doing all those sort of health things that keep you safe and keep you out there doing things. And that to me, I kind of got into it and I thought, oh, I'll do this for a while and do something else. But one thing led to another and another. And I've been doing now falls prevention research and I'm still doing that. We're working on a stroke study at the moment with another intervention that I was involved with, and we've got colleagues in the US that have been rolling out Stepping On for some time, and we've got other little projects going on.
Oh, we've exported it, have we?
Yes, we have exported it. Yes, it's actually America, Wisconsin Institute of Healthy Aging have rolled it up very, very well. I think it's 23 states now in America. I think they've rolled it out better than they have here, actually.
Well, that's evidence of success.
Yes,
isn't
yes. And Sweden. I'm seeing Swedish people this afternoon. Yeah, they're interested in it too. So it's not just a small little program. It's really rolled out, yes.
Singapore, Asia. Yeah.
Amazing. So I want to actually go through some of the functionality of, you know, what you're doing in this in a moment. But I'll read you this message that's come from Paul in Dural. He says, when volunteering at a nursing home, I was asked to sit with a man who'd fallen over in his room while we waited for the ambulance. Turns out his daughter... his platform had closed its doors and pulled away. I think the train must have been running slightly late and the Metro wanted to leave on time. When he fell over, he had a broken femur and later he was never the same after. That just sort of reminds you of, how vulnerable people are when they go out into the whizzing world. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I think, you know, you see someone trying to cross a road and you know, trying to hurry across a road and your heart breaks.
I know, it does. I say to people week one, because it's a 7-week program and you've got to, I mean, you've got to want them to turn up each week. And I just say, look, it's really hard, isn't it, guys, because it's not obvious that you've got a balance problem. You don't have a T-shirt that says, my balance isn't good, please don't hit me, do you?
Yeah.
And they all nod, and they say, oh, people are coming up on their mobile phones, they're not looking at us. People in with strollers, they're not looking at us. So they feel like they're no one understands that they're so wobbly and that they really are scared of being pushed over. So it makes I get it. And it's not obvious. They're not in a wheelchair, you know, haven't got a white stick. Like, it's this obvious.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, does that drive people to carry a stick or even a walker? Because even if they don't need it, it sort of gives them...
I think in the program, and what happens is that you're prompting people with what can you do about these things. So we're really getting people to focus on the safety strategies. So train travel, bus travel, and now light rain travel we've included in the new one. So it's almost like, you know, and people are sharing their strategies. Mm. And then, you know, Megan can then share what other people have done and what we've collected over time and what we know works. So it's really, you know, sharing those safety, thinking about that situation, thinking about slowing down, thinking about, you know, how am I going to get on this bus and what, you know, will I get my money out
not
first?
Not travelling. I mean, he was travelling in peak time.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. You don't travel on peak time.
Unless
you get your doctor's appointment later. Mm-hmm. You get your dentist's appointment later. You don't travel on peak time. So you have these little strategies. You don't that you make sure your hands aren't full. So you got your balance. So you have a little backpack. You know, like you make sure that your hands aren't that you're not carrying too much stuff because that changes your balance. You know,
Having your Opal card on a lanyard.
Yes. Well, a lanyard that pops off because don't want to strangle yourself. Yeah, but you know what I mean? Like, have it all organised. So you do 10 to 2. You travel when there's not so much people around. And, you know, think about your journey. Like, don't worry with the green light and the red light. They worry about that flashing. You know, if you don't step off the curve when the red light's flashing, but don't run if the red light's flashing. Mm-hmm. It means you can get across the road. Just little tips like that, you know. So that's just, and they go, oh, yeah, I get it. Oh, I get it.
That's what I'm doing right now.
Exactly. You're in this group.
You're in the group. You'll be riding another 20 years.
So anyone can do it, you say.
Yes, anyone.
So you don't actually technically need qualifications to do this program?
Oh, yes, you do. You definitely. Yeah. Oh, yes. You need to be, either allied health worker or working in aged care, but you do need to be trained.
Uh-huh.
It's not just by the manual.
Right, okay. So you train people.
Yes, I train people I've trained in Australia and in America it's Wisconsin Institute of Healthy Aging trained, but you do need to definitely be trained because of the concepts, and we've worked that out with research.
And we've done the research in the US where they did not much training to begin with, and we did a pre-post evaluation and it didn't work. And then so we looked very much closely at the training and what we did here, and we shared what we did, and they developed their own training. They're doing it really well now. They then repeated the pre-post over a number of years after they did a number of different studies that we did and improved that. We formalised more what the conceptual underpinnings of the program were so that the training was embedded within that. And then the subsequent pre-post, we were able to replicate the trial results. So we were very excited about that. So since that, they've continued doing Stepping On. It's been in other interventions in the States, supporting it in different ways. And it's now being, as Megan said, it's rolled out in 23 states.
It's 23 states in America, but here in Australia, New South Wales Health have rolled it out in New South Wales. And if anyone's interested,
They want to know.
Yes, they want to know.
Yep.
So you can go onto www.steppingon.com or you can go onto www.activeandhealthy.newsouthwales.gov.au. If in other states, I think you should go through your local primary health networks or talk to your local GP. But so New South Wales Health have rolled it out here in New South Wales. Wonderful. And it's in tiny little country towns. It's all over. I've trained out Broken Hill, up Tweed, all around, and it works really well in rural areas here.
Yes.
And one of the things in rural areas is there's not a lot out there, and sometimes Stepping On is the only program happening.
Yeah, so you actually have this other benefit of the social interaction and an excuse to meet up.
New South Wales Health has been fantastic in that rollout, and they continue to roll it out for another 2 years. So it's been rolled out now 10 years, 12 years. So it's just wonderful.
It's grown.
One of the meetings I had today was with our Wisconsin group, And they have Veterans Affairs are doing a little pilot study over there with their Stepping On program using virtual videos to reach people in more rural areas. So they're kind of extending the idea of how you might deliver that program as well.
Okay.
So there's some exciting things I think that will happen in the future in trying to reach more people.
Lindy Clemson's with us, who is a professor in ageing and occupational therapy, and also Megan Swan, clinician and co-author of this book, Stepping On, which has become a real handbook for people who work in this area in helping people reduce the risk of falling. And one of the studies of your work has shown that it does actually lead to a 30% reduction in falls in people who have
31.
Done 31. Every percent counts. We've had a call from someone who says that balance problems can be linked to blood pressure and blood pressure medication and not even anything to do with age as well. Do you ever...
Oh, yes.
You do it with people of all ages?
No, it's this is a target program for people who are over 70, as the research said, but definitely blood pressure. I mean, I agree with that. The blood pressure tablets can alter your balance for sure. Yeah, but this program is not for younger people unless there's a pre-medical condition.
And what about the house, the home, wherever people are living? Do you go into that, and what kind of adaptations can be made?
So we don't go and do the home visit these days. We did one home visit in the research, but that doesn't work with the group-based thing. But we deal with that in one of the sessions. So we show slides of different hazards, but we ask the participants to tell us what's the hazard there and what's the solution.
And what are the classic hazards?
Things like wet areas, cords across the floor, moss on on the outside. So,
frangipani flowers.
Yes, things like that. And so, but it's about, well, what's the problem here? Well, what's the solution? And so they're coming up with the solutions and prompted by Megan, of course.
Yeah, well, it's about behaviour change. So it's not just the obstacle. It's your way you move around the obstacle. So it's about behaviour. So, yeah, week three we have the occupational therapist come and talk about falls in your own home and what you can do about it.
All right. So if people are listening and they might be interested in doing this program, or they want someone in their family or friendship circles to do it, you go online pretty much and you can look up Stepping On and you can find one of these programs that might be being run near you by the New South Wales Health Department, maybe in a community group or even in a facility, and you can have a go at it. Congratulations on your third edition. What an achievement, and what a great change in people's lives.
Thank you very much.
Thanks,
Kathy. Yeah,
bye.
Megan Swan, clinician and co-author of Stepping On, and Lindy Clemson, professor in ageing and occupational therapy at the University of Sydney, and also a co-author of this book. Together they've made a big difference in a lot of people's lives, as you can hear.